It's another Ag News update. Could markets be trading higher than they should? More after this.
Countdown 24 is marching onward to Orlando, January 31st to February 2nd, 2024. Have your say in the future of the industry, network with fellow producers, or connect with friendly faces. Plus, the NCBA trade show will be on site with over 385,000 square feet of the latest and greatest in the cattle business to help your operation stay competitive and sustainable. Register today and learn more at convention.ncba.org.
Are markets trading higher than they fundamentally should be? Greg McBride is director of brokerage with Allendale.
There's going to be a lot of people in the market. There's going to be a lot of people that are producers that are going to tell you that this year was a disaster because prices did not hold up. That's to be expected. Look what we've done with inflation. We've seen rising rates for the better part of the last year and a half to 2 years. Well, that was going to happen eventually. We were going to see prices come down. And unfortunately, they did come down. But if you look at the resilience of that bean market especially, we're still holding $13 beans. This is still an elevated level. Now, it's not 15 or 16 like we want it to, but the same thing can be said about the corn as well. Sitting near this $5 level, this is probably overvalued for what we have in the market here. You're talking about a corn crop that has 2.1 billion in carryout. There's no reason we should be sitting at $4.71 as we close out 2023. We should be much lower. So we're holding value pretty well, I would say, in these markets.
Online, allendale-inc.com. It's another Ag News Update.